Nolte, three more insufferable leftists flee failing Washington Post, Rampell, Capehart, Bumf. By John Nolte on July 25, 2025. The planet continues to heal with the glorious news that serial liar Philip Bump, the insufferable Catherine Rampell, and thin-skinned crybaby Jonathan Capehart have all been schlonged and will no longer stain the fewer and fewer pages of the incredible shrinking Washington Post. Some professional news, wrote Rampell on X Wednesday. After 11 years of columnizing at WAPO, I'm taking the buyout. Here's a look at Rampell's willingness to scrape along the dirty ground to find favor with the Democrat elite. Rampell says that in a few months she'll be working part-time at MSNBC on the weekends, which, coincidentally, is the same shift Kamala Harris never worked at McDonald's. This is Jonathan Capehart's third Trump-era schlonging. Earlier this year, this fascist lost his weekend MSNBC show and stepped down from the Washington Post's editorial board in a snit. Now he's taken the full buyout and is out entirely at the Post. My favorite schlonging of the week, by far, is the end of the national career of craven serial liar Philip Bump, who also took the buyout, which means, bye, you are out. The disgrace Bump was willing to heap on himself and the Post to protect the left was nothing short of glorious. He was utterly shameless. Here's a quick list. Bump actually claimed Trump was wrong about the absolute fact that Democrats run America's most violent cities. In 2015, Bump claimed America had a mass shooting every week for over 2 years. Bump said that in a world of over a billion Muslims, the fact that 14% support ISIS is good news, so we should not restrict immigration. Naturally, Bump deceived his dumb readers with a ludicrous claim that Trump's authoritarianism was behind CBS's firing of Stephen Colbert, who makes $15 million a year, was given 10 months' notice, and whose late show lost CBS $40 million per year going back to at least 2021. Bump's final column for the Post was more Orange Hitler, was the same column these clowns have been writing and rewriting since 2015, something the medical community now defines as Jonah Goldberg syndrome. These three are only the latest. Those also schlonged out of the Post this year include Ann Telmes, David Shipley, Ruth Marcus, Eugene Robinson, Joe Davidson, and Jennifer Rubin. The reason for this wonderful exodus is simple. These entitled crybabies believe they should be overpaid to write whatever they like, even as the Post loses $100 million a year. Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos might be worth hundreds of billions, but come on. That can't continue just so a bunch of pampered elites can use the Post as their personal anti-Trump journal. So after the 2024 election, Bezos announced an editorial change. Going forward, the Post will defend personal liberty and free markets. Obviously, collective-minded leftists despise personal liberty, so they all quit. When your only goal is to impose Stalinist rule over every American, force us to live in shitty cities to have sex with transvestites while illegal aliens run the police force, the medical community mutilates children who manage to escape abortion, and privileged white women expose our kids to gay porn in godless public schools, the last thing you want is personal liberty. So they're gone, and that is a grand and glorious thing because we know what their next stop is. A town called obscurity as they disappear into the growing pile of Substack's disgraced journalists, or some weekend MSNBC show, never to be heard from by normal people again. Teehee. Don't get too excited, though. The Post still employs some Herod inappropriately named Karen Atiyah. Karen sure loves her some Hamas and hates her some white women. An updated list of the Trump-era schlonging. Jonathan Capehart, stomps out of WAPO in tears, I'm guessing. Philip Bump, documented serial liar exits Washington Post. Catherine Rampell, leftist WAPO columnist accepts buyout. Terry Moran, self-immolated out of ABC due to TDS meltdown. Ruth Marcus, Washington Post columnist resigns. 538, Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman, always wrong New York Times columnist forced out. Jim Acosta, CNN anchor forced out. Nora O'Donnell, failed CBS anchor out. Chuck Todd, NBC's former Meet the Press host DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell, NBC Herod and Ages out of job. Chris Wallace, son of someone out at CNN. Jennifer Rubin, Lunatic columnist quits Washington Post in a snit. Joy Reid, racist MSNBC anchor too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto, Fox News anchor scurries away. Alex Wagner, demoted at MSNBC. Ayman Mahyildin, lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi, out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung, lost MSNBC show. Jonathan Capehart, lost MSNBC show. Steps down from Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt, out as NBC Nightly News anchor. One-third of New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist quits in snit. Ryan Lizza, scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. Bill Owens minus 60 Minutes chief resigns in crybaby disgrace. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.